take me back to August, like right when you come back to school. What is it like having to lock up your phone?
In August, it was like you'd walk in the doors and they'd tell you to find the pouch that had your name on it. And then they watched you lock it up. And it was like most kids either brought a spare phone or they said they didn't have a phone or they broke the pouches. They cut them open.
People brought a spare phone. They just had an extra phone.
They had multiple extra phones.
We also talked to senior Kwane Lanier.
They have multiple extra phones for their friends.
I asked junior Joseph Jolly whether students are abiding by the ban.
I would say that the risks from being caught are definitely more enforced. So people often, they're really worried about that. But I would otherwise say they mostly just put them in their pockets and they call it a day.
There is rules. Like, if you have your phone, I will take it. But it's not enough for people to care. Like, I know one day they're not going to say anything, so I'm just going to keep doing it regardless.
As we talked, students were moving through the halls between classes. Most kids were chatting, but a few still had headphones on. And one had a phone out taking a selfie video. Jolly said we wouldn't necessarily see the same thing inside the classroom.
People know they're going to get in trouble if they keep it out. They've started to actually focus on work. And I think we've become more productive because of that.
I don't think that's true. I think they just find alternative things to do. Or they just talk more to their friends. Mm-hmm.